This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. After a judge dismissed a suit brought by the Washington Farm Bureau to get the Department of Ecology to uphold its end of the Climate Commitment Act fuel tax exemption for agriculture, there appears to be few options remaining. Farm Bureau Director of Governmental Affairs, Bree Elsie.
There are a handful of pathways that the Washington Farm Bureau Legal Foundation could pursue. They can appeal this decision. It's difficult when the judge doesn't articulate what he thought was defensible because it's almost like an appeal of what at this point.
So Elsie says an appeal is one way, but
agriculture does have the ability to potentially appeal directly to the Washington State Supreme Court. But of course, you know, we also have this looming initiative that's going to be on the ballot this November, where this program, if enough citizens vote yes on 2117, could be repealed in its entirety.
But Elsie says it will take a team effort.
If we want to support agriculture and keep them alive in the state of Washington, it can't be agriculture who's only fighting this fight. It's going to take everybody in the state coming together, voting, and saying, we support our local farmer, and what's happening is wrong, and we need to change the tide. We need to make a different Washington going forward, because we're not willing to let them go.
Elsie says they urge everyone who supports local farmers to join them in voting yes on I-2117 this November.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.